Three myths are slowing you down from reaching exponential growth as a leader. In order to develop your leadership skills so you can gain influence and keep advancing your career, you'll need to navigate these myths, and I will show you how today. My name is Philip Hilt. I'm a leadership coach. I work with ambitious leaders to help them reach exponential growth, have a higher level of influence, and ultimately keep advancing their careers. Personal and professional development, especially if you're a leader, requires a holistic approach to your growth. When I work with leaders focused on their leadership development, the framework that I use to help them along is, number one, focusing on a leadership mindset, two, envisioning their legacy as a leader, and three, taking courageous action to make changes. To learn more about this framework that I use with my clients, you can download my free guide, Elevated Influence for Leaders. This guide will get you started on the framework that I use in my coaching services to help you become a more influential leader. You can download that by clicking on the link in the notes. So go ahead and grab that today. I know you'll find some value in it. So you're a leader who's ready to develop your skills so you can have a bigger impact on the people you lead, gain influence, and keep advancing your career forward. But there are some development methods out there that could lead you astray. It's really important as you work on your leadership development to focus on a holistic approach to make sure you're not only growing and advancing your career as a leader, but you're truly following a path that you want for your life. It's really important to make sure the actions that you're taking now are setting you up to become that future self that you envision. Your exponential growth is completely possible, but it's important to make sure your development strategy aligns with your goals as a person to make sure you're getting the most out of it and you're not wasting any time. There's nothing worse than spending time and energy on a leadership or career development plan that leads you astray from your actual values and what you want to achieve in your life. So starting with your values and motivators is where I focus on with leaders I work with. The leaders who I talk to say they want to be more wholehearted and lead with empathy. They truly want to lead with a growth-minded leadership mindset. I challenge you to adopt this as well and lead into achieving that leadership mindset that comes from a place of wholeheartedness and empathy. With that in mind, let's get into the three myths that could be holding you back or leading you astray on your leadership development journey. Myth number one is other people should be driving your development. Your boss is not responsible for your leadership development. Your organization, your peers, everyone else besides you is not responsible for your development as a leader and the career path that you take. The responsibility lies on you as a leader, just like your life decisions, where you want to live, your family life, all of that is your decisions. And the same thing is true for your leadership journey and your career. You might be thinking that this is kind of a no-brainer, but the reality is a lot of leaders, if they're unsure of what to do next, they follow the path that's been laid out in front of them or what they feel like they should be doing to advance in an organization. I have felt this myself in my past as a leader. When I wasn't really sure of what I wanted to achieve or what direction my career would take, I defaulted to what others were doing or what I thought I should do in an organization. And this is okay when you're first becoming a leader and you're not sure of what the future holds for you and you're learning and growing. But ultimately, you must take a look at where you're at and where you want to go and make sure you're taking the lead and you're making the decisions. If you're getting support and mentorship from your boss or other people in your organization, you also have to remember that the feedback they give you could be subjective. While support for your development and growth is important and you should be getting support from the people around you, especially your leader, their vision for you and how they lead and guide you could be coming from a place of what the organization or themselves are gaining. It might not be truly aligned with what you want as a person for your long-term growth and your life. So that's another reason it's important for you to own your development and take responsibility for it, because you don't want to fall into a trap of getting stuck in a path that doesn't align with what you truly want to accomplish in your life. There was a time in my life where I was doing really well with an organization. I was advancing and promoting in leadership roles, and I got kind of complacent because it felt safe and it felt secure. And instead of challenging my beliefs and reevaluating my values as I got older and I advanced further, I just kind of stayed in the path that was already in front of me, that was easy. And although that does lead to more income and some more opportunities, ultimately, if it doesn't align with what you truly want, then it's going to lead to some frustration and ultimately could lead to burnout and resentment. The leaders who reflect on what they truly desire to achieve and then they take ownership for getting to that next level are the leaders who reach exponential heights and they keep achieving more and they keep that leadership mindset in the forefront at all times. The second myth that could be slowing down your leadership development is a myth that it takes more time to put energy towards these development activities. If you view development to get to the next level in leadership as focusing on your current task, but also adding on top of it, then you're setting yourself up for failure because they're not two separate things. The trick is to incorporate new leadership skills and challenges to your current role and tasks that you're already doing. Anyone can practice leadership skills and fine-tune their abilities in any role they're in. Even people that aren't leaders right now can practice being leaders and having more influence on others. If you're currently a manager and you want to become a director level, understanding what's different about that director level and the scope of the role will help you adjust your routines and how you approach a leadership in your current role. The goal is to fine-tune your skill set and elevate your leadership in your current role before you get to that next level. The way you do that is to incorporate those next level tasks and that leadership mindset into what you're doing currently. It's not actually adding more work or doing different things. You're just leading at a higher level in your current position. Gaining feedback along the way is going to set you up in such a good spot because you're going to find out quickly what your gaps are and what you need to work on before you get to that next level. Identifying those gaps is key. So getting feedback from your peers, mentors, coaches is critical to knowing what you need to work on in order to improve. Like I said, you can do all of this in your current role and it doesn't take a lot more time. Getting feedback can be quick and easy. Reflecting on what you can do different next time and putting it into action is very minimal time. You're not adding a lot of work. Everything you do in your current role should be helping you advance to that next level. If you're feeling frustrated that you're not advancing as fast as you want, I challenge you to consider your skill set and the amount of feedback you're getting. If you're not challenging yourself every single day to improve your leadership, you probably need to incorporate more growth in your daily routines. The third myth that could be slowing you down in your leadership development is a myth that you need to start with a goal in mind to get your development going. Now, when I work with leaders who want to advance, they come to me and they do have a goal. They might say 6 months to a year, I want to earn a promotion, or in 2 years, I want to be a VP. And those are great goals to start with. But if you start your development just with that goal in mind and you start creating action items to get there, you're missing so much in between. If you immediately jump into goal setting, you're skipping over a lot of the mindset work that I was talking about earlier that creates that leadership mindset. It doesn't make sense to create goals if you're not in the right mindset to actually accomplish them. There's a variety of leadership development methods out there. There's a couple that are acronyms, GROW and OSCAR are a couple common ones. But the flaw with these that I see is they start with a goal in mind, and then you're immediately creating action items to get to that goal. The problem with that is you're skipping over the leadership mindset work. And what happens is you start attacking these action items that you set out, and then you start to realize you have so many gaps in your leadership mindset. You have to backtrack and go back and get different feedback and redo some of the exercises. This really wastes a lot of time. as you develop, regardless of what strategy you use or what method, there will be a lot of growth. It is a lot of personal growth that you're going to work through. So it doesn't make sense to just jump in completely without doing some of that work beforehand. I mentioned taking a holistic approach to your leadership development, and that's exactly what this is about. Starting out with goals and action items right off the bat, it just doesn't create a holistic approach, and it's gonna end up costing you a lot of time and could lead to frustrations. If you're not in the right leadership mindset to really understand your values and motivators, it's going to result in a lot more setbacks along the way. If you fail to take a holistic approach in your leadership development, you might become resentful of the process. And I've seen this in leaders who have a vision of where they want to be, but there's a gap in the middle of their leadership mindset and what they actually value. But once they align on their values and what motivates them, then they are able to create clear and concise action items to get to that goal. Leaders who have already reached a high level of senior manager or director who are wanting to advance even further, they are not immune to this either. It absolutely takes a holistic approach, regardless of where you're at in your career. Leadership development is ongoing. It never stops. So when I talk about reassessing values and motivators, it's because these things change over our lives. What motivated you when you're 16 was not the same that motivated when you were 20. It's not the same what motivates you now. There's so many aspects of ourselves and our lives that change throughout the years. So assuming that your values and motivators are the same throughout your life, it doesn't help you out any, and it just creates more tension. So those are the three myths that could be slowing you down in your leadership development. The main takeaways are, number one, you are responsible for your leadership development. I hope you have support along the way from mentors and your leader, but ultimately you have to keep driving forward. You have to commit to keeping the progress going and getting the support you need. Number two, it's not additional workload to work on your leadership development in your current role. The key is to incorporate feedback and the skill set that you need to work on in your current routines. Anyone can practice and improve their leadership skills by the things they're doing every day in their routine right now. You do want to put yourself out there in new situations and opportunities, but ultimately start with what you're doing now. Fine-tune your leadership routines and have more influence in your current role. Number three is avoid starting an action plan just by a long-term goal you have. In order to have success and truly grow exponentially as a leader, you need to have a holistic approach to your development. This means reassessing your values and your motivators and really understand what you want to achieve in your life, not just your career. You want to make sure your life goals and your career goals are aligned. If you're ready to reach exponential growth as a leader, gain more influence, and keep advancing your career forward, reach out to me and let's see how I can help you get there. I work with ambitious leaders just like you who just need some support to put a plan in place to make sure their holistic approach to their growth and development aligns with your goals that you have for your life. Some organizations just don't have the training and development for their leadership team. So make sure you're driving it yourself and you're finding the support you need. I'm Philip Hilt, Leadership Coach. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Send me a DM if you want to know more about my services and download that free guide. The link is in the notes. I'll see you next time. Take care.